Now you're on a campaign, maybe your last campaign.
Maybe the last one.
You're suggesting a penny sales tax to boost school funding.
Yes.
And you're collecting signatures to places on the ballot in November of 2016.
Yes.
You need over 65,000 signatures. What brings us to this point?
Well, just seeing what's been happening in Oklahoma. I mean, when you're first in the nation in cuts to education, first of all the states since 2008, we were 49th. I'd be surprised if we're not at this moment 50th in the nation on what we spend per child to educate children in Oklahoma. That's just not Oklahoma. That's not who we are. Our parents, grandparents made sure there were some great teachers who changed their lives there for us. We owe that obligation to our children. It's a basic human obligation to educate the next generation. So I just felt that the future of the next generation is at stake in Oklahoma. I feel like the future of the state is at stake because you can't build a state on ignorance. You've got to build it on education and knowledge, and we're in a knowledge-based economy. What would it look like if we said, as our slogan for economic development, bring your jobs, bring your company, bring your families, come to Oklahoma. By the way, we're dead last in what we spend to educate our children. It's a disaster for economic development, job creation in our state. I feel like Oklahoma has given me every good thing I have in my life. Oklahomans let me be governor. Oklahomans let me be senator, president of the University of Oklahoma. Oklahoma gave me my wife. I mean, Oklahoma has given me a host of friends. And I just feel like I could never give back to Oklahoma as much as Oklahoma's given to me. But if I could, in this small way, do something to get our state back on the right path, I want to try to do it.
Well, the sales tax, the state is 4.5 cents.
I believe that's
and
right.
And then this would bring it to 5.5. And
yeah.
In some communities, when you add their tax on, then that comes close to that 10%,
yeah.
10 cents on the dollar.
Right.
So you probably have that going against you.
Yes.
But our teacher salaries are averaging just over $44,000.
Well, we have 45,000 children in the state right now in classrooms that don't have a trained teacher. Every state that joins us, every single state, New Mexico, Arkansas, Kansas, of course, Texas, pay their teachers far more than we do. You can go across the border to Texas and get a $10,000 signing bonus and $8,000 a year or more. Our brightest graduates out of the colleges of education, we're paying to train them in Oklahoma, go right off to other states because they want to earn a good living. They're going to have children. They're going to have to put a roof over their head. They're going to have to educate them. It's just terrible what's happening. So we just have to turn that around. And the tax rates, it's odd, sort of, to me. The different states have different preferences on taxes. Some states seem to rely on the income tax. Some states rely on the property tax. You go across the border to Texas, property taxes there are 2 or 3 times as high as they are in Oklahoma, but they have a lower income tax. They have a lower sales tax. We have seemingly, traditionally, seemed to favor the sales tax as a way to pay for things. I've often heard, well, everybody pays it. But there's some things about it that are definitely not ideal, but you have to look at the total tax burden. Add up income taxes, property taxes, sales taxes, franchise taxes, and so on. So when you look at the total tax burden, Oklahomans are about 40th in the nation in the bottom 10 in our total tax burden. There's certainly room for us to pay more to educate our children. So I think we have to bear in mind that, yes, we might have a higher sales tax, but other states have higher other things, income taxes, property taxes, and other things. One thing is for certain, and politicians don't say this as often as they should, and maybe earlier in my political career I didn't say it as often as I should, there's no free lunch. There's no free lunch. You can't give everybody tax cuts and still have quality education and quality roads and quality mental health and health care and so on. You can't do it. You have to pay for it. I'm sorry. In life, things are usually not free. You have to pay for it. We have to make sacrifices. Well, parents and grandparents sacrifice for us. It's our turn. I think that's who Oklahomans are. You know, I'm always so proud when they do a national survey of in what states do people give the most per capita to charitable organizations, churches, charitable organizations of all kinds, or the most hours of volunteer service. Oklahoma always ranks near the top, always in the top 5. And I'm really proud of that. It's just not Oklahoma to be at the bottom of what we're spending, giving to our children. They deserve to have a toolkit to be ready for success in life. Every bit as much as we did, and it's just not right that we're not doing it. We had a speaker at OU the other day. He was a Harvard professor, and he startled me by using a word that I didn't expect him to say. Out of the clear blue, he said, it is a sin for us not to provide an adequate education for our children. I thought to myself, it is. That's a word Oklahomans understand. It is a sin that we're not doing more to educate our children and help them with their futures.
Well, because of our state budget and the lack of funds, it was in the paper this morning, Oklahoma City has to release 208 teachers.
I know.
Can you imagine what that does to class sizes?
Oh, class sizes are going to shoot up. It's just terrible.
And so this initiative would grant $5,000 yearly raise for teacher
salaries.
Yes,
it would. It would for teacher salaries. It also provides well over $300 million for K-12 education, and it provides $60 million for early childhood. So it'll help the school budgets in other ways, too. And then for higher education, $100 million. It's still enough that I think that we could stop all these tuition and fee increases on students and their parents that many of them just can't afford. They're working extra jobs, trying to make ends meet to go to college or to send their children to college. It's just not right that we keep passing the bill on to them when many of us can afford it ourselves more easily.
And we should point out, in 85, you developed the Foundation for Excellence, supported many grants for education. So this is not a new thing for you.
No, it's not a new thing. This, again, was trying to set up private contributors for all the school districts in the state, as many as we can. We're first in the nation in a number of these local foundations we have, to give grants to teachers to do extra special enrichment things for the school children. It's been very, very helpful, I think, in a lot of schools across the state.